In one of the world's top oil-producing countries, cars are lined up outside fueling stations as pumps run dry. Russia is seeing gasoline shortages in several regions, including Ukrainian territory it's captured or annexed. Wholesale prices for top-grade petrol hit record highs last week, 50% above their January level. Ordinary Russians are feeling the pinch.
We'll get through this, but it's a big hit to our family budget. It's really noticeable.
Authorities have already banned gasoline exports. That ban now extended through the end of October in a bid to bring domestic prices down. Behind the shortages, Ukrainian military strikes on Russian oil refineries, as Kyiv seeks to raise the stakes on Moscow ahead of potential peace negotiations pushed for by U.S. President Donald Trump. Both sides have stepped up attacks on each other's energy infrastructure, but Ukrainian drones have been marking increased success, hitting 10 Russian facilities in recent weeks.
What Ukrainians are doing, they are attacking an arc of refineries, starting from Ryazan, which is south of Moscow, and all the way to Volgograd.
The strikes are estimated to have disrupted 17% of Russia's refining capacity, equivalent to around 1.1 million barrels of oil per day. The resulting shortages hitting amid a period of high demand as farmers prepare for the fall harvest, with tourists on the road to home from summer vacation. The drop in refining capacity, meanwhile, is forcing Russia to push more of its crude oil towards exports, a tricky task as Washington pressures its top customers, India and China, to reduce their purchases. Moscow relies on energy exports for a quarter of its budget revenues.